Hi, I'm Tim Wright from the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. I'm at the NPT review conference at the United Nations in New York, and we've been chatting with some different governments over the last 4 weeks about the role that they're playing in disarmament. And I think that there's a lot of deception in many respects, because but some governments, including the US government, is leading us to believe that they're making real progress in achieving a nuclear weapon-free world, when in fact what they're saying in the way that they're acting at this conference very much suggests a complete lack of commitment to nuclear disarmament. And I think we've got to be we've got to be smarter than that. We've got to look through the government rhetoric and challenge the government, which the US administration, which is investing billions of dollars in the nuclear weapons infrastructure, and at the same time claiming to be supportive of the vision of a nuclear weapon-free world, and yet these two things are completely contradictory. And there are many other contradictions in the US position. I mean, we have largely, the media and the public around the world has hailed the New START Treaty as an important step forward, but it barely alters the status quo. And I think we really need to be standing up and pushing for much more than what we're getting. We need to be advocating for a nuclear weapons convention, a comprehensive ban on nuclear weapons, and people everywhere need to be much more active on this issue. It's not just about nuclear terrorism and nuclear non-proliferation. What we need to be pushing for is nuclear disarmament, nuclear abolition, because that's the only true way of resolving the nuclear problem and eliminating nuclear risks. And I think there's a real lack of understanding in the United States about the extent of the problem. There are 10,000 nuclear weapons here. The United States is the only country to spread its nuclear arsenals around the world. Of course, the United States is the only country to have used its nuclear weapons in war. It's tested hundreds of them in different parts of the world, causing catastrophic impacts on local populations. And yet, if we listen to the government rhetoric, we would think that the problem lies entirely elsewhere. So I'm not an American, I'm Australian. I recognise that our government too is very much contributing to the problem. So what I think that we all need to do is look at what our governments are doing and really focus on challenging our own government's positions.
Thank you.